Yo, 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 it's Christian, also known as the man who never lets good music die. On today's episode of Music Legends 101, I will be discussing one of the real legends of country music, none other than the Texas troubadour himself, Ernest Tubb. If you consider yourself a real country music fan and do not know about Ernest Tubb, I think you might have to reevaluate yourself. For those of you who don't know, Ernest Tubb is well regarded as one of the best and most inspirational country singers that has ever walked this earth. Now, what made him so good and such an inspiration for those who came after him, you may ask? This is what we are going to get into today. Let's start with his early life. According to Wikipedia, Ernest was born on February 9th, 1914, on a cotton farm in Crisp, Texas, which is now a ghost town. Seriously, if you look up Crisp, Texas anywhere on the internet, the only thing that comes up is that it was the birthplace of Ernest Tubb. Anywho, he began to work on farms all throughout Texas because his father, Calvin Tubb, was a sharecropper. During his younger years, Jimmy Rogers, another country music legend, was one of the more popular singers of that time period. Ernest loved to listen to Jimmy's music, and was even inspired by him to start making music himself. At first, he began yodeling, something Jimmy Rogers had perfected. He also loved to sing and play the guitar. Throughout his late teens and early 20s, he was given the opportunity to sing for two different radio stations in Texas. The pay was so low that he had to work other jobs such as digging ditches, working as a clerk at a drugstore, and driving a beer delivery bus. His influence, Jimmy Rogers, had died in 1933. And 3 years after his passing, according to the Country Music Hall of Fame, when Ernest had enough following, he was able to get in contact with Jimmy's widow, Carrie Rogers, and ask for an autograph. A friendship developed between the two, and Carrie was a mentor for a young Ernest, looking to make it in the country music world. She eventually was able to get him signed to Jimmy's label, RCA, which was a very big deal. He had tonsillectomy in 1939, which forced him to stop yodeling. After this, he began to approach music in a new way by low voice singing and songwriting. Ever since then, he shot onto the scene like a bullet from a pistol. And not too long after that, the song you are hearing right now, Walking the Floor Over You, changed the music world for years to come. According to liveabout.com, this song was the first of its genre. The invention of honky-tonk music had just begun. What is honky-tonk, you might ask? An article written by liveabout.com called What is Honky-Tonk describes the style of music as upbeat songs with a mid-tempo, purposeful, gently swinging shuffle, and slower ballads, all scored with fiddle and pedal steel guitar, and dealing almost exclusively with infidelity and drinking. The major part about this style of music that made it Ernest's very own was his voice. There was nothing interesting or special about his voice or how he would sing, and that's what made it unique. To give an example of a song like this, let's take a brief listen of Driving Nails in My Coffin.
My sweetheart has gone and I'm so lonely. She said that she and I would do. So I started out drinking for pastime, driving nails in my coffin over you. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze.
You can tell by just this part of the song that you just heard that his voice was nothing crazy at all. In fact, it was pretty average, I would say. It was the way he told the stories in his songs, provided by help from the other sounds you hear in the background, that made his music stand out. According to AllMusic.com, in 1946, Ernest began to make songs solely with his group, the Texas Troubadours. This group of skilled musicians helped Ernest create songs like the one we just heard, and many more. Now, I consider Ernest Tubb to be one of the most influential country singers of all time. What he did for the culture of the genre paved a huge path for many of those who came after him. But country music has changed a lot since those days. Over the past couple of years, I and many others have been beginning to notice that the way people think about country music is a lot different than the way it had been viewed for years beforehand. The biggest change of the genre to me is the incorporation of other genres to mesh with the originality of storytelling of country. Today, with all the trap-like beats, pop-like choruses, and even metal guitars, country music is like a whole nother kind of sound compared to when Ernest Tubb was around and popular. Even though the genre has changed so much, I still see a good amount of country singers who have taken some of what Ernest Tubb did to interact with the new style and flow of things. One artist in particular to me is Brett Young, who is one of the biggest faces of today's country music. The song I chose to identify him is In Case You Didn't Know, which is what you are hearing right now. The reason why Brett's music reminds me somewhat of Ernest is his voice and his storytelling. Brett is not someone who has relied heavily on his voice to have success, much like Ernest. He lets his words have the biggest impact on listeners. Most of his songs, again, much like Ernest's, are ballads to a woman, but the two are having a conversation, which is prevalent in the song you are hearing as I speak. I think Brett is the perfect example of the phrase, the best of both worlds. He brings what most artists of the genre bring in the newer style beats and catchy hooks, but his storytelling and voice really make me love him even more. I strongly consider listening to the rest of his music as well. He is fantastic. I might even make an episode about him in the future. Now, let's get back to Ernest and why he is the true definition of an American artist. First off, he took inspiration from great American country singers that came before him, like Jimmy Rogers. He created a sound, honky-tonk, that is one of the first things that comes to mind when thinking of American-made music, in my opinion. And he helped put the new generation of American country singers down the path that they have gone for years now. And in these ways, he expresses what it truly means to be an American artist. After having read the book Jazz by Toni Morrison, there is a quote from the book that has stuck with me when I think about Ernest Tubb and his music. There is a character in the book named Alice, who hates jazz music and what it does to people, especially younger people. She says that the dances were beyond nasty, because the music was getting worse and worse. She's talking about how jazz music has an effect on people that makes them dance inappropriately. This book takes place in 1926, about 15 years before Ernest walked the floor over the music scene. You see what I did there? I believe that his kind of music strays away from this idea. The kind of music he made didn't have a bad influence on those listening. The people who would listen to it wouldn't dance in a sexual fashion. Instead, they would just sit down, maybe with a drink in their hand, and just take in his lyrics and the message he was portraying. His style of music was unique for its time period, and it truly did have a huge impact on the future of country music. Now that we're nearing the end of this podcast, I'd like to thank Country Day Productions for producing this thing. And, as I always say, I'm Christian, and I will see you guys next time here on Music Legends 101. Peace.